You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here along with our MLB.com Nationals reporter Bill Ladson. And Bill, what a week for this Washington Nationals franchise. I guess the good, the ugly, the great. It was a little bit of everything for this team. But let's start with the latest thing, because Max Scherzer was spectacular. And I think the funny thing is, when I was trying to start getting ready for this podcast before his start on Wednesday night, I was going to maybe ask you about Max Scherzer still trying to kind of figure it out and get everything clicking and get back to what he's been in the past. We're not going to talk about that now, because he had it all going on Wednesday night. What stood out most to you in Scherzer's 20 strikeout performance?
Well, in this particular start, he was able to get out of the first inning, because that was a problem for him all year long. And to top it off, you know, when he was having problems in the first inning before this start, he was giving up a lot of home runs. And although he gave up two yesterday, he was able to have a great first inning. That was the difference.
He was great early and he was great late, and he had plenty left in the ninth. He actually had a chance to set a new major league record. If he had struck out the side in the ninth, he would have ended up with 21 strikeouts, but he settles for 20. He's just the fourth player to do that. Did he realize afterwards, talking after the game, the historic importance of what he did?
Yes, he talked about it, and I think the key also was that he was really amped up facing the Tigers. He admitted that it was the first time he faced them since he left Detroit, and I think he wanted to show that he could really beat a good team with some good hitters. So that he was really pleased by what he did against the Tigers.
Yeah, I think that's the most impressive thing, is the team he did it against. And he has a knack. I mean, the no-hitters last year, to do it against, to get close against the Pirates team, that's a talented lineup. And then he does what he did last night against a very talented Tigers lineup. When he's on, it doesn't really matter who's in the batter's box. So that was great to see Max Scherzer doing that. And he did it with Jordan Zimmermann, former National, pitching for the Tigers. So there was some odd symmetry there in that game. Before the Scherzer start, the big news of the week was Steven Strasburg getting that extension, 7 years, $175 million, Bill. And obviously he's got a couple out clauses within that contract, but it's the richest deal ever for a player who had Tommy John surgery. Nobody knows, you know, his health better than the Nationals do. They must be confident that elbow is still solid, still strong, and will be for the foreseeable future.
They are confident, Tim. The thing is, they took a physical with him, and he passed. And that's why they gave him the contract. Mike Rizzo, it's just simple. Mike Rizzo said if he didn't pass, they wouldn't have given him the money. So they feel good about that. They think he's going to have plenty of years with the Nationals. And what's interesting also is that Steven Strasburg wanted to stay with one team. And, you know, he credits Tony Gwynn for influencing him to stay with one team, and that was his college coach. So it's really telling why he wanted to stay, because everyone thought, including me, thought he would be gone after this year.
Yeah, especially when you see who his agent is, because
yes,
Scott Boras players generally make it to free agency. I don't know what the percentage is, but it's got to be well over 90% of his players get to that free agency. And it's interesting, because you would think Strasburg could have gone to free agency and still returned to the Nationals in sort of a bidding war. But by doing it this way, I think it makes it, obviously $175 million is more money than you'll ever spend. But it also, I think, makes him look great for the organization. I think the fans have to also appreciate it, that he would do it and extend it the way he did. And he's got to be a very popular guy in the D.C. baseball area right now.
Oh, no doubt about it. And you know what, though? I think his family played a big role. He kept mentioning his wife, and I think she played a role. They really like it in D.C. And, you know, this is a guy who grew up in San Diego, and, you know, I guess he loves where he is now in D.C. So I think that's been a big difference as well.
And it's important for this team also, because they obviously have a great pitching staff right now. Max Scherzer's not going anywhere, but some of those other guys on that staff are going to be leaving. So now to know that you have Scherzer and Strasburg and obviously Giolito on the way, That pitching staff is going to continue to be strong for, you know, at least the 3-4 years. Stroudsburg will definitely be there.
Oh, no question. And you know what, Tim? I think they're going to have a great pitching staff for a long time. You know, you mentioned Scherzer and Strasburg, but you know what? Tanner Roark and Joe Ross are going to be there for a while, too. And they're pretty good, too. And, you know, if I had to take a guess, I would say Giolito would replace Gio Gonzalez, because this could possibly be Gio Gonzalez's last year. And we'll see what happens.
So the Strasburg contract and the Scherzer performance of 20 strikeouts, that kind of ended up overshadowing what happened with Bryce Harper earlier in the weekend. And looking back to last weekend where he was on base all weekend, but he didn't get to swing the bat against the Chicago Cubs.
Right.
Historically, he gets on base 7 times on Sunday, 6 walks and a hit by pitch. And I think what happened to Harper kind of brings up a maybe the one thing that this team needs to figure out, which is how to protect this guy. The good news for this team is you saw after the weekend, Ryan Zimmerman stepped up and had a big game behind Bryce Harper. But that really needs to continue, does it? Because this team, if Bryce Harper is just walking, they're not going to get where they need to go.
There's no question, Tim. I'm going to tell you something. Dusty Baker made a little change yesterday by putting Daniel Murphy at the cleanup spot.
Yep.
But you know, you don't know if this is gonna last, and you're right. Everyone has to hit now. Jason Worth, Anthony Rendon, they all have to hit because everyone is saying now Bryce Harper's not gonna hit until these guys improve.
Harper ejected from Monday's game, not for anything that happened to him, but really just backing up a teammate. And it's one of those weird things where it really seemed like maybe there were some rabbit ears going on as far as the umpire goes, ejecting somebody from the dugout. He also gets a suspension, which he has appealed, so he's still playing right now. But do you think some of Harper's maybe anger and just frustration in that moment stems from the fact that he just hasn't gotten a chance to swing the bat? I mean, I know it's no direct connection, but subconsciously he's just got to be a little frustrated.
No, I don't, Tim. No. I mean, what happened was, if you look at that incident with Danny Espinosa, and Danny Espinosa had struck out, which was a ball, by the way.
Yep.
I think everyone in that, if you look at the video, everyone in that dugout was yelling. And yeah, you said it best, the rabbit ears by the umpire. Suddenly you just heard Bryce Harper, and it's just kind of unbelievable. I really didn't think Bryce Harper deserved a suspension there. I think, yes, he did say it said profanity, but I just didn't think it deserved a suspension. A fine, yes, but not a suspension.
And I think what ended up being the problem as far as him getting suspended was, I think, a little bit of bad luck, Bill, because when you look at the highlights that everybody saw after the walk-off home run, Harper comes out and you just – the way the camera caught the moment, he turns to the umpire and you see the obscenity. And I think if it wasn't for that camera shot, there's no way he would have been suspended. So something that probably happens all the time as far as players getting frustrated and yelling just happened to be captured in the worst possible way. And I think that is more the reason for the suspension than what actually occurred. Any thoughts on that?
I'm sure it was. And also, you know, there's a major league rule that if you're ejected, you can't come back on the field. And obviously when Clint Robinson hit that home run, he came back on the field, which he wasn't supposed to do. And in that sense, I can understand why Major League Baseball did what it did. But still, I just think that, you know, the umpire just overreacted. And it wasn't just Bryce Harper yelling at the umpire at that time.
One more thing I wanted to touch on with you is Ben Revere's obviously back, Bill, and healthy. Still kind of getting in the swing of things, obviously, after missing a month. But if he can get back and get rolling at the top of that order, I know they need the protection for Bryce Harper, but how much does it help lengthen this lineup to have an effective Ben Revere at the top of the order?
Oh, it he needs to start hitting. And let me tell you something, though. Even though he has a low batting average, the guy has been hitting the ball hard. I mean, he's connecting, but it just hasn't been falling. So hopefully it can start falling this weekend against the Marlins. And I'm telling you, he's going to be a great addition. There's no doubt in my mind about that.
All right, this has been MLB.com Extras, our Nationals edition. Tune in again next week.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.